Wednesday, July 2nd, Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The lesson from Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Behold, he cometh, leaping over the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall, looking through the windows, looking through the lattices. Behold, my beloved speaketh to me. Arise, make haste, my love, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For winter is now past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have appeared in our land, the time of pruning is come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land, the fig tree hath put forth her green figs, the vines in flower yield their sweet smell. Arise, my love, my beautiful one, and come. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hollow places of the wall, show me thy face, let thy voice sound in my ear, for thy voice is sweet, and thy face comely. Haydock Commentary. Feeling the protection of Christ, the Church preaches boldly the truth against pagans and heretics. She knows the voice of the shepherd, and keeps at a distance the wolves in sheep's clothing, or pretended reformers who would scatter the flock. She sees him returning in the evening with the utmost speed of a stag. A young hart is said to destroy serpents, as Christ did the power of the devil. Under the old law, Christ was only seen in figure. He manifested himself in the new. Yet our sins separate him from us. See Isaiah 59, 2. He is concealed in the sacred mysteries, and his humanity keeps from our sight the glory of his divinity. He showed a glimpse of it at his transfiguration and by his miracles. This is what is meant by, Behold, he standeth behind our wall, looking through the windows, looking through the lattices. He sings under the window. Christ invites his spouse to approach, though he shows not himself as yet, and orders his pastors to root out heresies. She is ever faithful and rejoices in him. Winter is now past. That is, the rigor and darkness of the old law give place to that of light and love. After persecution had ceased, pruning became more necessary. The Israelites in the world were redeemed in spring, and the ceremonies of the law were abolished at the same season. The turtle dove which returns in spring denotes the preaching of the gospel, or the sighs of a holy soul in exile. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the hollow places of the wall. In such a manner holy souls seek protection in the wounds of Christ, so says St. Gregory. The Gospel from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 47. At that time, Mary, rising up, went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and she entered into the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she cried out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary saith, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Haydock Commentary. This city in Judah is generally supposed to be Hebron, a priestly town, see Joshua 21:11, situated in the mountains and about 120 miles from Nazareth. The infant leaped in her womb. According to the general opinion of the interpreters, this motion of the child at the time was not natural, and some think that God gave to St. John the Baptist, even in his mother's womb, a passing knowledge of the presence of his Redeemer. So says St. Augustine. In the same words, she is pronounced blessed by Elizabeth and by the angel Gabriel, both inspired by the Holy Ghost. And this not only to the praise of Jesus, but for his sake to the praise of Mary, calling her blessed and her fruit blessed. And thus, as Venerable Bede asserts, holding her up to the veneration of both men and angels. Elizabeth calls her the mother of my Lord. This is a proof that Christ was truly God, and the Blessed Virgin Mary truly the mother of God. Elizabeth was a just and blessed woman, yet the excellency of the mother of God does so far surpass that of Elizabeth and of every other woman as the great luminary outshines the smaller stars. So says St. Jerome.